Kate, have you ever seen a house that looks something like this? It's got a long entry hall with just one room like this.
No, a house, you say?
Yeah.
Come in.
It has just one room at the end of the long hall.
You mean like the Florida room?
Well, it's just has, this might be a pretty old construction type, but it has this long hall
about
in one room.
And that's where everybody live in?
Yeah.
Oh. Just that one room.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've seen them. You know where I saw one like that?
Where?
In Cuba.
In Cuba, really?
Uh-huh. They just had that one room, but as a matter of fact, they were sleeping on the naked ground. They had the one, you know, the entrance, and just one room where they had a conglomeration of family, you know. The grandmother was the grandmother, the husband and the wife, I think about 5 or 6 kids, just sleeping on the naked ground. They had a blanket, you know. And man, I really, you know, did some, hey man, you know, it really was. But I've seen them.
How long did you live in Cuba?
No. I went to visit Cuba. I went to Cuba, I think it was just before Castro took over.
Oh, that's good.
It was, hey man, I kid you not. I think it was in 60, 61 when I went. It was really nice.
Just visit there for a while?
I was there 2 weeks. 2 weeks. We were going from place to place, from place to place, visiting our relatives. It was exciting for me because we were in a little village. And I think it was about 2 blocks down, we heard a big explosion. And that's, you know, they were doing some fighting then. And my cousin made me, that same night, she made me a Mexican outfit, you know, the real wide skirt with a little vest. And the color was black and red, the same color with the big bull on it, you know, the torero, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And honey, they made me change that outfit in a hurry, because that was Castro's color.
Oh, red, black?
Uh-huh. And, well, the police, you know, they said, because the police didn't catch me, you know, with that color right away, they had you arrested, you know. Batista's, you know, Regina.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to do some serious changing, you know. But it was just so, you know, to me it was exciting, you know, because I thought I would never be in a situation where you hear true live explosion. I mean, you see it on TV, you know,
yeah.
True live explosion, or you be ducking, you know, for
yeah.
But it was, you know, it was an experience for me.
Yeah. Have you ever seen other small houses of distinctive design?
You mean nowadays?
Mm-hmm. Or when you were growing up?
No more than a regular house. 2-story houses. But it was one that really drew my attention when I was growing up. I love these old fashioned homes. I really do. That have the pillows.
Oh yeah.
The plantation style.
Go to Georgia. You'll see me.
Oh man, I think it's so beautiful. As a matter of fact, there's a lady around the corner here. She built herself a $72,000 home. Once she has 1, 2, 3, 4 gigantic pillows.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I could just grab one.
They really look good.
They do, and it's painted all white.
Yeah.
Now that is what I love. Sitting in the middle of a big piece of land.
If you ever get to Atlanta, I'll tell you where to go. Go to West Paces Ferry Road. That's the high rent district. You know, those are all the rich